This is Days of Miracle and Wonder, a DCU's Batman fanfic, written by Victoria P. and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for We Were the Best, Richard, Post-Spiral, Everyone's Alive Again, Timeline, What Timeline? Author's Notes. What even are comics timelines? Set after everyone is back from the dead. Hands. Many thanks to Limbo for looking it over, and to Snacky and Nicole for helping with the title, which is from Boy in the Bubble by Paul Simon. Damien doesn't take kindly to being woken. Dick steps out of the way of a kick aimed at him, even though it's blunted by the sheets still entangling Damien's leg. 9 a.m. comes early for vigilantes who only went to bed at 4, or, in Dick's case, didn't go to bed at all. Up and at 'em, little D, he says, keeping his voice on the not-manic side of cheerful. The extra caffeine from one of Tim's energy drinks makes it harder than it should be, but he thinks he nails it.
It is Saturday,
Damien replies. Each word bitten off sharply, though the effect is lost because his voice is muffled by the comforter. Titus growls low at the foot of the bed, and Alfred the cat eyes Dick disdainfully from his perch on Damien's pillow before going back to sleep. I do not have any places I have to be, and neither do you. That's where you're wrong, Dick says, tucking open the curtains and raising the shade so sunlight pours into the room. The jet is gassed up and ready to go, and we need to be on it. Damien's tousled head pokes out from beneath the sheets. He squints angrily at the brightness. Is there a mission? No, nothing like that. Dick grins, and Damien frowns. Why is your mouth doing that? I thought the Joker was still in Arkham. Do you need an antidote? I'm smiling because I'm excited. Joker is still in Arkham, and we are going to Florida. Florida? Damien's frown turns puzzled. Home of the infamous Florida man that Drake and Todd can't stop texting about? No, Dick repeats, though those memes are pretty funny, and he gets why Jason and Tim flood the group chat with them, and then walks it back with a bob of his head. Well, yes, but that's not why we're going. He grabs a duffel bag from Damien's closet and drops it at the foot of the bed. Back for the weekend. We'll be coming back tomorrow night. I can miss school for a case, Damien insists. You could, but this is not a case. This is a surprise. A good one, Dick hastily assures him. This is going to be fun. Damien grunts and scowls, but he heads to the bathroom to get ready, which is all Dick can ask for right now. There was a time Damien would have fought against participating in any non-mission-related activities, even before Dick broke his trust. Dick knows he's still got a ways to go to work himself back into his sibling's good graces after faking his death to go undercover. Tim and Cass understand, and Jason will come around eventually, but he knows his death hit Damien hard, and the lie hit even harder. He's tried to hide it, but their rhythm is just slightly off since Dick came back, though probably only Bruce has noticed. Dick needs to start making things up to him. He's so grateful that he's getting the chance, and he never wants to lose sight of that. Alfred sends them on their way with a breakfast burrito, Dick, and a yogurt parfait, Damien, and an admonishment not to drive too fast that Dick ignores as soon as they're on the road to the Wayne Airspace Airfield. Damien peppers him with questions he ignores by turning on the radio and singing along to Beyonce until Damien subsides and starts playing Cheese Viking on his phone. Damien grumbles about not being allowed to pot the plane, but Dick is letting the professionals handle the flying today. He plans to sleep for the 2.5-hour flight. He wakes as they're coming in for the landing, and there's a nice but nondescript car waiting when they disembark. A cute silver little Audi that eats up the miles to the Wayne Family Wildlife Preserve. Damien's face lights up when he sees the sign, and for once, he looks his age. How come I didn't know about this place? Dick shrugs a shoulder. You know, Bruce. Always willing to make an extravagant gesture to show how much he cares, and never willing to actually talk about it. Oh, Damien says. Of course. And Dick realizes that maybe Damien doesn't know. That in between being lost in the time stream and having amnesia, Bruce hasn't really had time to show Damien that he cares, even if he can't bring himself to say it yet. This place is still pretty new, though, Dick reassures him. He bought it after everything that went down with Haley's, and I haven't even visited yet. They pull up to the entry booth, and Dick rolls down his window. He turns to the ticket taker with a smile and says, I called earlier. They should be expecting me. Of course, Mr. Grayson, the ticket clerk replies, handing over a brochure and a map. There's private parking to the left. The lot is empty, and after they've parked, Dick says, Where do you want to start? What is available? Good question. He unfolds the map. Huh. There's a reptile house, which I guess makes sense here in Florida. Though Haley's hasn't had a snake charmer since Sadie Wilkinson retired back when I was a kid. Haley's? Damien prompts. Oh, yeah, Dick says. And he can't remember if Damien knows any of this, so he continues. Haley still tours, but since the fire, they've scaled back. The animal acts were all put out to pasture. He opens his arms wide. Here, thanks to Bruce. The circus still winters down here as well. We can visit them tomorrow. Damien nods. I would like that. Dick is surprised, but pleased by this easy acquiescence, and he's not going to question it. Great. But we can skip the reptile house. Don't worry, Damien. Killer Croc didn't follow us. You are not amusing, Grayson. Give me the map. Dick hands it over with a grin and allows Damien to lead him through the birdhouse and the monkey habitat, neither of which were part of Haley's, but which found a home here after their previous funding was cut. Damien gives Dick a lecture as knowledgeable as any zookeeper's, his excitement sanding down his normally imperious edges. The staff give them a wide berth until they reach the paddock where the horses are grazing. Is that thunderbolt and lightning? Dick asks a young woman in khaki. Her name tag says Ilana. It sure is, she replies. You want to say hello? Dick gives her a wide grin. Yeah. Ilana produces apples and sugar cubes and then leads the horses over. She leaves them be, though Dick notices she hovers near enough to hear his stories about the circus. I learned to ride almost as soon as I learned to walk, Damien says, his mouth curving in a tiny smile as Thunderbolt lips at the sugar in his palm. Dick reaches out and ruffles his hair. Damien lets him, ducking away half-heartedly just a moment too late. Me too. Bareback and barefoot, so I could get to know the horse's gait. He offers Lightning an apple. Not these horses, of course. There have been a lot of horses over the years. When I was a kid, it was Misty and Mountain. I learned all sorts of tricks. Someday you'll show me. Though it's phrased as a command, Dick knows it's a question, and he nods in agreement. Someday. He grimaces ruefully. It's been a while since he did any trick riding. If I still remember anything. You do, Damien says. And that's not a question. Dick smiles. They pet the horses for a while, and then Damien leads them to the big cat sanctuary, which is fenced off, mostly for peace of mind. The lion and tigers could demolish the fence if they chose to, but they're pretty chill at the moment, lying on the grass in the distance and soaking up the sun. The lioness is Nala. Simba died last year. The tigers are Gunther and Gebble. No, I don't know which is which, but they're named after a famous lion tamer. He died before you were born. I've heard of him, Damien says. You needn't look so surprised. He blathered on so much about the circus that research seemed in order. Dick's chest tightens with warmth, and he gives Damien a one-armed hug. Damien rolls his eyes, but once again allows the overt show of affection, and his smile remains, tiny and pleased, as they ramble through the grass to the watering hole. As they crest the top of the hill, Dick can see the main reason he commandeered the jet and dragged Damien out of bed on a Saturday morning after a long night of patrol. The elephants, majestic as ever. The trunks are curled in the lagoon as they drink, and for a brief moment, Dick is transported back to his own childhood, when this was an everyday sight. Damien gasps in delight, and that makes the whole trip worth it. Even before Zitka recognizes Dick and trumpets a welcome, spraying them both with water. Eleanor follows suit, and Damien bursts into honest-to-goodness giggles. There's a tightness in Dick's chest that makes him think his heart has grown 3 sizes today. "This is Zitka," he says, leaning against her and letting her wrap her trunk around him. "She's been with Haley since I was a kid and used to babysit me. She kept me out of all sorts of trouble." He rubs her side fondly. "And that's Eleanor. She came along a little later, but before I left the circus. She used to let me do handsprings off her back." He blinks back sudden tears at the memories as she cuddles him. "Didn't you, girl?" He turns back to Damien. "They're two of my oldest friends." Damien is wide-eyed with wonder, and he giggles when Zitka nuzzles him. "Do you want to help feed them?" Dick turns at the sound of the familiar voice. "Alice! Damien, this is Alice Horner. She used to be in charge of the elephants at Haley's, and now she works with them here. Alice, this is my brother, Damien." Damien holds out a hand like a proper little gentleman. Alfred would be so proud. And says, as genuinely and politely as Dick has ever heard him, "I'd love to help feed them." Alice leads them and the elephants to a set of troughs filled with a variety of vegetation. Dick nudges Damien gently.
"See, Damien? They're vegetarians, just like you."
"I noticed." Damien's deadpan is a thing of beauty. "And proof that you don't need to eat meat to be strong and healthy."
"I never said you did," Dick replies, not rising to the bait. "Just that it's harder to get the amount of protein and calories we need on a strict vegetarian diet."
Damien scoffs, but doesn't argue, so Dick doesn't press. He actually doesn't care what Damien eats, as long as he eats. He's fought that battle with Bruce and Tim, and now he leaves it to Alfred, because in the end, it's Alfred who has to feed them. After they feed the elephants, they return to the lagoon to frolic. And it feels like Damien laughs more in the next 90 minutes than he has in the whole time Dick has known him. They leave the preserve soaking wet and slightly sunburned. Dick knew he'd forgotten something. And more relaxed than they've been in a long time. Damien shares all the elephant facts he's learned on the ride to the hotel, and wonders if there are elephants to visit in the Gotham Zoo. There are. And Dick makes note to take Damien to see them soon. And whether they can stop in to see Zitka and Eleanor again in the morning before they visit Haley's winter campus. "Of course," Dick says. The great thing about bringing the jet instead of flying commercial is that they don't have to make it to the airport at any particular time. Damien shoots a couple of sidelong glances at him as they ride the elevator up to the penthouse suite. Dick waits, knowing that silence is more likely to draw Damien out than talking will. But it's hard. Even now, he's more used to filling silences than letting them drag on. The door to the suite swings shut behind them, and finally, Damien speaks. "Grayson," he swallows hard, voice tight with suppressed emotion.
"Richard, thank you for sharing this with me."
Damien won't look at him while he says it, his gaze firmly on the phone in his hand. But that's okay. He still lets Dick reel him in for a hug. He can't take back the hurt from his lie, but he can work on making Damien trust him again, and on not breaking that trust again. It's a start. The end. Reader's notes. This plotfic was recorded as a gift for Kess as part of ITPE 2019. Your treats letter said you were here for Dick and Damien and Batfam, and, well, I saw the summary for this fic, hadn't even read it, and I was like, oh, this is so good, this is perfect, and then I read it and it was heartwarming. So thank you to Victoria P. for having blanket permission to plotfic, and I hope this warms the cockles of everyone's hearts. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.